News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to our special podcast on the US presidential election, the race to the White House. I'm Maha Siddiqui. The final day of the crucial US presidential election has arrived. Incumbent Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden spent their last few days of campaigning putting all their effort in the swing states. That's because the swing states more often than not decide the fate of the candidate. Last time, a victory in Florida with 29 electoral votes ensured Trump reached the White House. Trump had in fact won 5 swing states: Michigan, North Carolina, Arizona, Wisconsin, apart from Florida last time. This time, Pennsylvania, with 20 electoral votes, is being considered equally important. So what are swing states? Well, these are states that can go either way. That means they can either vote a Democrat or a Republican, can turn blue or red. There are about 9 odd states in the United States which are considered swing states. This time, the state of Texas, which has traditionally voted red, is also being touted as a battleground or a toss-up state. In case Texas changes color, it will be the first time since 1976, when Jimmy Carter had managed to pull it off for the Democrats in Texas. So, how is an entire state characterized blue or red? That's because American presidential voting is based on the Electoral College and winner-takes-all system, which means an American voter actually chooses an elector who in turn forms part of the Electoral College that determines who wins, who loses. The Electoral College comprises 538 votes, and the magic number for the entry to the White House is at least one vote above the halfway mark, which in turn becomes 270 votes. In a particular state, the one with the highest votes takes all the electoral votes with him. So, even though Hillary Clinton had 3 million more popular votes, she fell short of the crucial magic number of 270. So, as the critical day has arrived, many believe that is the Republican supporters who will be stepping out and casting their ballot in person. This, even as Donald Trump has discredited the mail-in system. Most early voters, too, are considered Democrats. Meanwhile, in some states, for instance, in Michigan and specifically in Detroit, absentee voters were already under counting. Next is the early votes which are counted, and therefore you can expect results on most elections by the evening of 3rd November or the day of the voting itself. However, this time, because of the large number of mail-in votes and the different deadlines to continue counting the mail-in votes, is likely to result in the conclusion being delayed. That is, unless one side concedes defeat. Many believe that is unlikely to happen, and therefore it could prolong the process. Some even believe that the matter will ultimately end up in court. Meanwhile, America is prepared for any possibility. The forces on the ground are ready to tackle any unrest that might ensue because of political uncertainty. However, the entire process in America for the presidential election has to be wrapped up by the 12th of December, and the deadline for any sort of legal clarifications is 8th of December. Those were some of the latest updates. We'll keep you abreast with the very latest on the US election. This is Maha Siddiqui signing off. Thanks for listening in.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.